Hoptacular episode 274, first look at Halo 4 for March 5th, 2012. Everyone, welcome back to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I'm your host, G. Lewis.
I'm your host, Daftlink.
And we have Keith, Brother Running Riot, on board with us tonight. Hello, Keith.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
So, big news today. We have some first looks into the upcoming title of Halo 4.
Oh, I was supposed to watch that, wasn't I? Nah, I'm kidding. I watched it. Actually, I watched it at work this morning.
So what happened today?
Boy, I'm going to smack you next time I'm in New York.
This is in New York City.
New York City.
City. Taking the subway.
Subway. Anyways, we've been diving into conversations, so we decided to go ahead and start this show, and hopefully we can recover some of the stuff that we had in pre-show.
You can always do that, like, in the end, as you know how we used to do.
Just kind of add as a blooper reel or something.
Yeah, you can have me and Dad's conversation about politics.
No, I am not going to paint the audience with discussions about
politics. All right.
Audience, just, Super Tuesday tomorrow, get out to those polls.
Vote for your respected candidate, because if you don't vote, then you're basically just wasting your time.
Vote for the electable one. You know who that is.
Anyway. Oh. Anyway.
I smell agendas in here.
Vote for Master Chief.
No subliminal messages. Seven. Please.
I'm gonna write Dovahkiin in and see what happens.
You just lost half the audience.
Actually, yeah. I think, you know, if you
just lost Painkiller, that's for sure.
Obama no longer listens to Podtacular. He just removed it from his
Michelle doesn't listen to us anymore.
From his BlackBerry, because he doesn't have an iPhone.
That was the goal all along.
BlackBerry.
That's like,
you know, Obama brews beer in the White House.
Whoa.
Good man.
Taxpayer dollar, I'm sure.
He's got my vote.
Is it called Bama Brew? Like Bama Brew? That would be
Bama Brew. That would be us.
Is it the right to bear beer?
The 11th Amendment.
Okay, we need to get off politics and get back to Halo.
Yeah.
So, 343 released their making of Halo 4 first look video today on Waypoint and YouTube. And I think a lot of other media companies got to look at the trailer first and get some behind the scenes stuff. But for the most part, I think everyone, if you were up at 8 or 9 o'clock this morning, Eastern time, you probably were spammed with Twitter links or news feeds to the video that 343 put out. So if you haven't watched it yet, you need to pause this podcast right now and go watch it. It's on YouTube. It's on Waypoint. Go watch it and then come back, because we're going to be diving into this piece by piece and some of the other news that's been released today.
It's cooler in HD, so.
Yeah, for all of you who are going on YouTube and watching videos and not clicking that little gear at the bottom right and making it the 720p HD or the 1080p HD or whatever, you're doing yourself a huge disservice.
Yeah, go in there and pick out every single detail, because we're going to try to pick out as many details as we can within the next hour. So,
cheer!
Oh yeah! And that's my phone.
Pardon.
Superintendent in Halo 4.
So, Superintendent, what do you think about the new trailer?
Warning.
Keep it clean.
Do not be deferred by the perk system. It is not Call of Halo. It is Halo 4.
So I guess we can go ahead and talk about that.
Halo 4.
So we talked about
things that we have information on only.
We know the battle rifle is coming back.
We know that.
Because we could speculate the shit out of a lot of things.
So, I mean, we can talk about that a little bit.
I speculate that Johnson's coming back. That's my speculation.
He died twice.
Look.
Well, I mean,
look, it's Johnson. He died on Halo 1.
In my opinion, the Halo 1 was purely an Easter egg. It wasn't canon.
If Darth Maul can come back, then so can Johnson.
Wait, how did that happen? Darth Maul came back?
Darth Maul, yeah, I think it was in a comic, right? He came back, he got, like, robotic legs. He tried to go hunt down Obi-Wan Kenobi, who at the time was in exile on Tatooine. This was before A New Hope. And he got in this big lightsaber duel with Obi-Wan, and I think Obi-Wan, like, disarmed him, but then Owen Large, you know, Uncle Owen, Luke's uncle, came out and shot Darth Maul in the head. Dear. And then Owen Large was, you know, he's this angry old crazy man like he always is. So he got angry at Obi-Wan, even though it wasn't Obi-Wan's fault, and he told Obi-Wan to, you know, go and stay away forever, basically.
Need I remind everyone we're on the Halo podcast at the moment?
Yeah.
Anyways, the perk system.
Ouch.
News outlets had come out and said from the horse's mouth that yes, there is a perk system.
Wait. Who said that? Who?
There's
was an interview somewhere, right?
Yeah. I think it was like Frank
O'Connor said something. Somewhere.
Yeah.
The Scotsman.
So we are going to see some kind of perk system. There isn't really many details on what that's going to entail.
Could you include like armor enhancements, perks, like armor lock? Could that be considered a perk?
No more armor lock. 343, do your fans a service and do not put armor lock in Halo 4.
Or do you think like perks maybe like kill streaks and stuff? Is that
no,
what
there's no such thing as fixing it. Just take it out.
I thought they did a good job kind of fixing it in Halo Reach with the title update.
You cannot fix a concept that from the start is already broken.
It wasn't broken. They just implemented it bad.
I thought it was disgustingly broken.
Have you
played a lot of Team Slayer games where the entire other team uses it constantly and it just gets unbearably not fun?
Well, it's unbearably easy to kill them.
Well, if you can figure out how to combat it, it's not that hard to combat.
Yeah.
Oh, I would myrtleize teams did that.
If they want to be stupid, I don't care.
You're in a room shooting at a guy. He goes into armor lock. His buddy comes, so he starts shooting at his buddy. His buddy then goes into armor lock, and the original guy pops out of it and kills you.
Okay, okay.
Why
if you had
you
good teammates, you should.
Like, I wouldn't have been there.
Yeah. The thing is, maybe I don't want to play a match where I have to constantly retreat the entire game.
Well, then you don't want to play Halo, good sir.
No.
if there's no Revenant,
careful,
I'm not playing.
Careful, Greg. Careful.
if there's no Revenant, I'm not playing it.
Whatever.
Halo 4. Ooh, Halo 4. They should have the Revenant and the Chopper. I missed the Chopper. Do you guys miss the Chopper?
I
missed
the Chopper.
I totally missed the Chopper. I love the Chopper.
Chopper was one of the best vehicles.
He just likes the name. He doesn't actually miss the vehicle.
Get to the Chopper.
Just because we can get to it.
I mean, the Chopper was a nice concept, but
we probably won't see that though in Halo 4. So, if we're talking fiction wise, I doubt it.
So we all know that Halo, they just announced that there's going to be two separate canons, and in one of the maps there's a mech in the middle, right?
Yeah.
You think that means that we're going to be driving mechs in Halo 4?
No, it's purely a, you know, it's a cool map feature. It's a cool map aesthetic, basically.
No, I'm pretty sure we're going to see something of that in the campaign.
Well, like, what's that? What's the map in Halo Reach? Where what's the saber in it?
Countdown.
Countdown.
Countdown. Yeah. Well, Countdown is a long assault. There you go. Yeah, it's the launch station.
Yeah.
The thing with Reach is all the multiplayer maps were based on something in the campaign.
It was playable in the.
So that was a tad lazy on Bungie's part, actually.
Yeah.
If it works.
I mean, it was an idea that they...
I mean, does it work?
I don't know if it was laziness. It was a philosophy, I think. It was just more of a philosophy. I don't know.
Well, it's a laziness that you can make convenient with a philosophy.
I don't know. How could it have been lazy if they were working on it for so many years?
One of the gripes... One of the biggest gripes with the Reach... One of the biggest gripes people had with Reach was the lack of maps.
Yeah,
this is what I was talking about back in the day was Bungie's gonna be like, oh, you guys want more maps? You know, sorry, you have Forge World, make your own maps. And then that was kind of what happened a little bit, I thought, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's not easy.
More maps.
You can't.
Yeah, it isn't. That's the thing too. I mean, there was Reach was built from the ground up.
Mm.
Code, everything. So there was an entire philosophy from the beginning. They've never been able to do that before with any game. You know, they Halo 2 to 3, even 1, 2 to 3. But, they were building on top and on top, and building on that same multiplayer formula too, with you know many maps and all that separate. So I don't see. I never really looked at it as a as like a you know shortage of content. I just thought it was a design philosophy. Mm-hmm. To make
it was kind of a little cheap.
Yes. Well, the thing is,
it was definitely way different.
I mean, I'm not saying it's like wrong. Mm. It's a perfectly legitimate philosophy to do it that way, but it's still kind of cheap.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's not what it didn't deliver to the fans. Well, how many original maps were there? Like 7? And then there were those couple, like, there was, like, Asylum and, like, Pinnacle. Those, you know, those bunch
of there were the 5 forgeable maps and then 7 other maps.
Yeah, see, I thought that was a little, like, people don't necessarily like all that gray in the forgeable maps. They like original maps.
When it comes to, like, Reach and a lot of decisions made, I'm bad to... My opinion is always going to be like I'm a big Reach fan. I thought Reach was an amazing game, and the that decision to do that and all that, I thought it flowed nice. Mm. When it comes to this, I'm always going to really defend Reach a lot, but not defend it necessarily. I could see where people definitely were turned off by Reach or turned differently. Mm. About it and saying not liking it. I can see that. I see that side of it, but it just clicked for me. So, I might.
I guess for me,
I like the philosophy.
If you were to kind of mix it two, I like the physics and the gameplay elements of Reach's multiplayer, but I like the maps in Halo 3 a lot more than Reach.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I think that's the kind of the combination.
I'll agree with that too.
I mean, the DLC no maps
can say there's no Reach map that you could say it goes as a class.
Sword base is by far the most popular map on that game.
Yeah. But Halo lore like as a
To the fans of all because then
I mean we had to get into the DLC before we got maps that were like, ooh, this is kind of cool. Like Highlands for me was kind of a big.
Mm-hmm.
A big one for me. Granted, they broke Forge in it.
Yeah, you didn't like that about the Forge. The Forge functionality was broken.
Yeah, I really hated that. But
yeah,
other than that, the map I thought was really unique and beautiful.
Mm. I feel like it's kind of like a mix between Standoff and Valhalla.
Yeah.
Standoff, because like the kind of like symmetrical, like diagonal base, like the layout of the map, and then Valhalla, of course, the whole alpine mountainous vibe.
But it still feels kind of unique, though.
Definitely. I feel like all the DLC maps are kind of mixtures of past maps. Let's see. Tempest was Relic plus Valhalla.
Yeah.
Orbital. No. Anchor 9 was the Pit plus Orbital. Breakpoint I kind of thought was that kind of Avalanche plus Rat's Nest in a way. It's like Avalanche because of the snowiness. Yeah, Rathnest, because, you know, you can kind of drive around, like, in a circle constantly on that map.
That might be a little bit of a stretch, but okay.
It is a stretch, but, I mean, what's the other, there's Highlands, Condemned. Condemned was a pretty good map. Yeah.
Condemned was like a, almost like a Waterworks. No, not Waterworks, Warlock.
Hmm. But, yeah. Like, Warlock plus Orbital, perhaps?
Yeah.
But you see what you guys are doing there. You're comparing all to classic maps to like.
Yeah.
You know.
You got the issue where it's like you have the multiplayer that's separate from the campaign, and I think it was a nice, I guess, quote unquote experiment to see how people would react to it. But I mean, now since we know, there needs to be some original maps, and then. Maps need to come back in DLC as as remakes, because the anniversary map pack, I think, was a great idea.
It was fantastic. Oh,
definitely. Absolutely. Fantastic idea. I like the throwbacks. Yeah, the throwbacks are great. It's definitely good for the, you know, this for the fans and for the community that, you know, that really we really have stuck around. That's what, you know, Reach was the swan song. So adding to that and even doing them in Reach is
great. Is it just me or does Hemorrhage really not feel like Blood Gulch?
No, it doesn't. It's not as curved as Blood Gulch was.
I want to see a true, like, they redid in Halo 2. If, and I'll talk about this a little later, but if they do a Halo 2 remake, and there's a reason I think they might.
No, they probably will, definitely.
But if they do that, if they didn't do a Halo 2 remake, I would want to see a proper reintroduction of Blood Gulch /
Coagulation.
So,
right.
I mean, with the closed off Box Canyon and the dirt and the rocks all in the same place. So,
On the issue of the classic thing, how we're comparing those DLC maps to the classics, I don't think that's a fault on those new DLC maps specifically themselves. It's more of like kind of a, you know, like series, you know, how long the series has been around kind of thing. So, you know, because say if all these maps in Reach, let's say hypothetically, were the maps in Halo 1, those would be the classics. And then we'd be comparing, you know, whatever maps in the future to those classics, quote unquote. You know what I mean? So I don't think the maps themselves are at fault. I mean, they're fine maps as far as that goes.
I mean, but if you look back to Halo 1, I don't think any of the maps were really taken from campaign. Granted, they had similar like atmospheres and elements from campaign.
In which game? In Halo 1?
Yeah, but there was never a map that was specifically a copy. None. Where in Reach, all the maps except for Forge World were exact portions from the campaign.
Reach.
Not all the DLC maps. Because I don't think Tempest was in the campaign.
No, not the DLC. I'm talking about the original shipped maps.
Yeah. Although Highlands and both Anchor 9 were kind of part of the Reach world, if you want to think of that way.
Yeah, but they're DLC. Reach was a complete new departure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh no, it was a fine game. Absolutely.
An experiment? No, it was just pouring all the Halo goodness into one pot. I mean, to some, it broke canon. To some, it made it, you know, it was just like completely different and alien to some also.
Mm.
But it wasn't, it was intended to be that way. And frankly, like I was saying, I'm biased because I think that's what I was looking for. I don't know what everybody else was looking for, the same Halo game again. I'm glad it wasn't like a Halo 4 or anything like that. Like, I don't know what 343.
Too soon.
I don't know what, you know, whatever 343's got up their sleeve as far as the Halo formula goes or anything.
Yeah, but
departure from that. But since it's called Halo 4, there's gonna be, you know, some expectations are tied to more than that. Anything that has a Halo name to it is going to have those expectations to it, but I feel that people tend to forget what Reach was supposed to be. And it was a game that was supposed to be made for this. It was the swan song of Halo 4 Bungie, mostly. It was really made, you know, and for the people who really were in a circle of Halo. It was for those serious fans. So if you stepped into Reach with the multiplayer formula and all that stuff that was going on, and the philosophy they decided to go with and all that was supposed to be, you know, just to do the same old Halo, then I think you missed the point.
But the thing is, like, look at how many people were alienated by Reach as opposed to past Halo games. Reach, as far as the multiplayer life, definitely had, you know, a lot less people gradually over time, and the declining population than past Halo games. I mean, I think a lot of people they wanted a Halo 4, they wanted like the same old Halo, so to speak, and they were fine with that.
Which probably if I had to guess, I bet you 343 is going to come back to a lot. They were proven in the title update. They were trying to bring some things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
No, don't get me wrong. Reach is a fine game. I'm not trying to assault Reach at all. I mean, I think as far as the maps go, I mean, they could have been a little bit better. But as far as
I'm sorry, I defend Reach too much.
Defend Reach. Reach has too many attackers. I mean, it's a great game. The engine's great. The gameplay is very crisp. Like, I mean, I'll, as far as the map thing go, I mean, I think that's just like something they could have done better. But as far as everything else goes, it's an incredible game. It's spot on, you know.
It all depends. Look, everybody's a different type of what they take from Halo, and like the whole the Forge part of it, I heard very loudly from people upset, not about the tools, you know, but the way they're. You know, the options on the maps and how they were different, you know, for different DLC and all that stuff. If you're a forger, yeah, you got upset, you know. But I don't really forge, so, you know, it was, you know, it all depends on the arena you play in, you know. And that's the thing about it. Since Halo 3 and all the stuff they added to it, they've added all these different facets of the game that can piss off a lot of different communities and also but be liked by a lot of different other communities. Like the Griffball community is going nuts over Halo Reach. They love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I guess one interesting thing to note is every Halo game has introduced some new feature in some way or another. And I guess...
Well, it has to. It has to evolve.
For Halo 4, I guess this perk system is probably going to be the new thing that's going to be added.
Mm-hmm. And where did that start? Think about that.
Yeah.
Now, see, I think the whole statement that Halo Reach is a big you know, kind of conglomerate tribute to the entire Halo franchise up to that point.
Yeah.
It is and it isn't. I think we're kind of fall short of that claim is the loadouts. I mean, that's a whole new thing. It's taking this completely new direction. I mean, it's the loadouts laid the groundwork for this whole new perk system. I mean, it's kind of progressing to that. So, I mean, Reach, as much of a tribute it was, it kind of was a new direction in and of itself.
Yeah.
Multiplayer
has to evolve.
You can almost actually numbers, think of Reach.
Well, yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
The publishers, that's the publishers. Multiplayer has to evolve to get those after... purchase after game launch numbers in multiplayer, or if you want to compete, they gotta be on par with that kind of system.
Yeah.
Set.
Yeah, Call of Duty changed the game definitely,
and they changed the game. So, perk system, it was inevitable.
Yeah.
So 343 is gonna have to be careful with the perk system, though.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, you know what? But here's the thing, though. Like, it's not you take. Of course, we don't know nothing yet. But is there a negative attachment to the perk system for Halo people especially?
Yes, because of Call of Duty, yes.
Yes, yeah. Let's not deny that. Let's not ignore the elephant in the room. The perk system scares people in a Halo game.
I mean, it's a balance issue because right now how Halo is, you have balance...
Yes, I mean, well,
everyone
have
has the same weapons, and everyone can have the same same loadout and same.
It's one of the core reasons you come and play Halo. For.
Yeah, it's because it's balanced, and anyone can pick it up and play and not get completely trashed by someone who knows
the
system inside out.
Because in Call of Duty, a new player in Call of Duty starts out with rocks. And they get, you know, bombs dropped on them when they spawn, basically.
Yeah. If you know philosophically going into a game, back of your head, that you know that everybody else has the same tools as you do, you know.
Yeah.
It definitely gives you a sense, you know, of how you're going to do your strategy. So it changes it. But you know what? You got to give... I just gotta believe that. I know that this is gonna evolve. The perk system's gonna be popped in there, but I gotta believe that there's gonna be a way for them to make it Halo, make a perk system like Halo. Is there any way? Can you have a perk system be balanced, Or be Halo balanced? I don't know. Maybe hopefully that's what they're going to...
Well, kind of like look at how the loadouts went in Reach, you know, as far as that question goes.
Well, that's balanced.
The loadouts?
Yeah, I mean...
The loadouts are balanced.
As much
you
as
gave everybody
be.
All the same loadouts.
As much as it can be, yeah.
As much as it can be. You're never going to find the perfect balance. You got all these different players, styles and stuff like that. Like, and you were saying before, like, Armalock seems to not fit certain people's balance, yeah. You know?
I mean, it doesn't fit the game, though, as Halo. I mean, it's absolute garbage. Yeah,
without a doubt. There is definitely... It really threw a lot of people off. It threw a lot of people's game off. And then, yes, so, you know, everybody's going to do the brute force method, no pun intended there, and try to force their game into this added thing, this added armor lock that a new, and when you have a new wave of Halo players who've never played before, where are they going? Armor lock.
So basically, Armorlock is supposed to be the training wheels for the new Halo players. Because I find that concept a little disgusting. I mean, the new players, they can, you know, they can take a ruthless, you know, beatdown like everyone else did the first time, and they can learn to play the game and then not give them training wheels.
We don't
need to hold people's hands here, you know, sell copies.
Yeah. We should definitely not go get off on Armalock here, because that discussion has been done.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is 343, if you're listening and you want to sell copies of Halo 4, don't put an Armalock. Simple as that, and you win.
I don't think it will be in there. I'm guessing.
I don't either.
I'm guessing they won't have that in there.
I really wish they would just do like a big poll about Armalock. Right? Do you like Armorlock? Yes or no?
Yeah, I know the answer to that poll right now.
Yes.
And not I like Armorlock, but I like it. I mean, I like it because of
the
fact that I see frustrated players who hate it so much, who really hate it. I don't know how much you guys hate it.
I hate it. I despise it. I despise it with a passion.
Does it change your whole game that you hate it so much?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. Players like you, that's when I use it. And, you know, I mean, it's a multiplayer space.
So, I mean, so you're saying it's an effective method of trolling. Yeah, that basically sounds like where you're going with this.
It's not ill. All right. Well, if they gave us the tools, I'm going to use them. If it's something like... It's something like, if we could go into the argument of camping and all that stuff, you know, there's, if you're not using glitches, if you're not using things, the tools that they didn't give you, and you're just using things in the game that, have you guys seen that, what was it, Achievement Hunter just put out? Hold on, I saved this article, this was sweet. Bum Bait.
No, I've not seen that.
I saw that. That was funny.
That was
that was freaking hilarious.
If you see now, this is something that, you know, you just if you can use these things that they give you in the game, and this is something that's not even an armor ability or anything like that, but
it's wit.
But it's not like I am using some glitch. I'm using a tool they gave me in the game.
Well, see, the thing is, with that argument, that's their first mistake. That was Bungie's first mistake, giving the players the tools to effectively troll. You know, that's what I call it.
I know. I listen.
That's where they went wrong in that. You know, that first place.
You can do the same thing with Halo.
Three
minus the assassination part, but I mean, you have to admit the assassination in Halo Reach was a nice addition to the game.
No, I mean, I have no rapture with assassinations. I mean, how are assassinations relevant with Armorlock?
I'm not saying to Armorlock that they are.
Mm-hmm.
But
confirmed.
I felt that.
Treatment's back for Halo 4.
Yeah, I just felt that Armorlock, if it was frustrating players, if it was whether I'm not even talking about like how they should have. Like how it should have been implemented. Maybe they should have had some bleed through with shields and whatnot. Yeah, I do. I actually see, you know, that could have been tweaked, and they did tweak it a little bit more or whatever. And I actually thought they were going in the right direction with that, with the title update, because, you know, but even before they did that, because I don't know, I just felt it, because I myself, as an Armor Lock user, wouldn't get fooled by people using Armor Lock. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean you don't get fooled?
Like, not fooled.
Combat it.
I can combat it. I'm not going to let that be the thing that disrupts my game.
So how do you combat it? Like, okay, I'll spin you a scenario.
I just ignore him.
The entire team is using Armor Lock. Let's say you're in a Team Slayer. The entire team, the four people you're fighting, they're constantly using it to the point where you can't even get killed. Well, they're slaughtering you.
This whole thing comes down to the way that you play, Daft. You like to hit people with your melees. It's the truth. You know.
No,
you
I actually mainly do that in MLG game dives, because I can't stand MLG DMR duels, but that's another story in and of itself.
So, okay, well, I usually play MLG, so when I play with you, you like the melee. And I can understand of where if your main thing was meleeing, how it would be frustrating you Armor Lock. Yes. But you just got to learn how to go around that. You can't say that it's a bad thing.
This is a different game. This ain't Halo 3.
I don't even do that in a Team Slayer game. Let's say in a Team Slayer game, because this is where it happens, because Armor Lock is in Team Slayer. I'm shooting at a guy, and this usually takes place on Sword Base, because that's the only map that people, you know, play in Team Slayer, first of all. So I'm shooting at, yeah, I don't even run up to the guy. I'm at a, you know, medium distance. I'm shooting with my assault rifle. He goes in Armor Lock, so I patiently wait. His buddy comes, starts shooting at me. I shoot at his buddy. His buddy goes into Armor Lock as well. Then the original guy pops out, kills me. And then, yeah, maybe, and that's if I'm lucky, right? There might even be three or four of them there, all just popping in and out of Armor Lock like a bunch of, you know, whack-a-mole moles or something. And, you know, it's like, what are you supposed to do in that scenario? What are you supposed to do?
Okay. My turn?
Yes.
Okay.
In turns, no, now not even this wait. Massive discussion.
No, this is a debate.
This is perfect, though. But so, wait. All right. So, here's the thing. Let me go the flip side of that. Now, I used to use Armor Lock and do it, and I tell my teammates, I'm an Armor Lock. Come to me.
Yeah.
All right? I got this guy waiting for me here. Come kill him. Okay? So, knowing that, that's what I do. If I was you, I wouldn't be there. The guy going to Armor Lock, I'd be out of there. I'd leave.
Yeah. So,
is the rest of the team have Armor Lock? Okay. But you can't. You're getting isolated. And here's the thing. If you're by yourself, too, you're by yourself, that means your teammates aren't with you. That means, all right, maybe you're playing with some, you know, randoms, okay, that they don't know, yeah, whatever, randoms. But that means you're in the wrong team, too.
Or with Dustin.
Or
what's that supposed to mean? What the heck?
To have an effective team game of Team Slayer, I absolutely have to play with three buddies of mine.
Or you can go check your radar and see where they are and go to them.
So from what you said, it sounds like
you need your teammates and Team Slayer special. Armor Lock is not good in Lone Wolf or anything. You know, one. You know, where you one for, you know, all for one.
Rumble Pit.
Yeah. It's not good there. It's not good there. In Team Slayer, I think it's very effective in Team Slayer just because
Rumble Pit.
It's almost like a hologram. You know, you're sitting there. It's like a moth to a flame. You see somebody in Armor Lock. What do you do? Oh, yeah, I'll sit here and wait. Tick tock, tick tock, ding, 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 ding.
Okay, well, it sounds like...
Let me throw my grenade just at the right time. Now, that's the other part of it, too. I mean, timing of your grenade is if you got to get that down. Yeah, you could sit there. His teammates don't come. Now the guy goes in Armor Lock. Yeah, he disrupt your, your DMR spread or whatever you're doing. You know, just let him sit there and lock, and then you know you're timing that grenade until he comes out. Well, of course, don't stand next to him because he'll knock out your shield.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen so many times. I still cannot believe to this day that people still stand right next to me when I'm in Armor Lock.
Kind of like, well, mind-boggling.
I cannot.
On that note,
it's like, really?
On that note, with the whole wait for him and then throw the grenade. Yes. Let's look at the entertainment value of that. Yes, because people want to play a game. No, yes, because people want to play a game where they when they're gonna start killing, they're gonna try shooting somebody, trying to kill them, and just when they thought they killed them, they need to wait about a good 5 seconds before they can kill them. Yes, they want to play a shooter where they stand around and wait for people to come out of armor lock. Now, second of all, the whole, you know, pop an armor lock yourself, call your buddies over to come kill the person. So Halo has deteriorated into a game of popping into the training wheel shield and calling your friends over to do the fighting for you because you can't do it yourself.
I think it's just another layer of strategy that we never had in Halo. I don't know. I can't look at it that way. I mean, I can't look at it that way. I'm just that. I mean, Halo is definitely there's lots of strategy. There's a lot of things, but you know what? Like we said before, a game's got to evolve. Is it perfect? No, it's just still. I like different stuff, but so
an armor ability that ticks a lot of people off and even sways them away from the game. That is game evolution.
No. See, you.
No.
What
no,
I'm
no.
saying is they try to. I don't. You want them to stop trying. Trying new things, because then if you
want, I want them to try new things that work. Now you want an armor lock.
Work.
You want an armor.
Okay. This conversation is over.
No, that's called the beta.
This conversation is over.
Just for another time.
We will pick this up some other time in the future. We really need to get on the Halo 4 because we've just spent 30 minutes talking about armor lock.
We did.
And some big news about Halo 4 came out today.
This is a great podcast.
You know what? I'll make one last point, and it's true that to
one. Because
I didn't get
one point each.
No, it's true to his point. It's true to Stefan's point. As far as the fact that we're even still talking about it, yes, it is. It is not perfect by a long shot. That's all. The fact that we're still even talking about it. So, if for how many years it's came out, and we're still talking about how armor lock is broken the game, and how much is this? Yes, I agree on that point. But, you know.
Okay.
Use it to
keep us on track.
It's not going.
I've got. Please
get my last point. One sentence.
Yes, yeah. He needs to make a last point. I did.
That's true. You, if armor lock, the best way they could have done armor lock. Was to have it last for 1 or 2 seconds as a quick save you from that one rocket or that incoming vehicle. Just 1 or 2 seconds. That's it.
Okay.
Now they pop it in and wait for however long. But they didn't do that. They made it ridiculously long, and that's where it went wrong as a new idea.
Fair enough.
I wouldn't have a problem with that either, actually. Like the destroying the vehicle, just disrupting a grenade.
Yeah, like if you can get the timing right for just like the 1 or 2 seconds that you have it, like going, you know, you pop it in, then that'd be a little more acceptable.
It's over.
Okay.
Yes. No, you're right. Okay. I wouldn't have had a problem with that one either. I'm just giving the tools they gave me. Anyway.
All right. For the actual discussion of the show, I've gone ahead and invited CM Near and Midget Dance.
Hey, guys.
It's hey, over. How's it going?
Hello.
That was the longest armor lock ever.
Yeah.
Chris said, yeah.
That was pretty ridiculous.
And I've only been here for 9 minutes. Very interesting, though. You know, that it was a very interesting conversation, the 9 minutes I heard. Of the 40, apparently. Can I throw my grenade now?
Which part? Which part? The part I said about Team Slayer and telling my guys to come over.
Right? It's all blending together at this point.
Yeah, okay. I liked the part where you guys were talking about armor lock.
Oh, when was that?
Done with that.
I forgot when that happened.
How funny will it be if Armalox is in Halo 4? Oh,
definitely will shit his pants. Well,
this episode needs to be renamed the Great Potacular Armalox Debate.
No kidding. No,
Halo 4 came out today. We need to talk about that.
Potacular, the longest Armalox ever.
If we're not talking about Pokemon, we're still off this.
We're still on topic. All right. So let's talk about the trailer that came out.
We shouldn't even have a tagline after the episode.
I heard the trailer came out today.
Keeping us on You're not keeping us on track. It's going off the rails.
So
I heard a
trailer.
Yeah, I saw it online today on the 5th of March, to be precise. An interesting trailer.
Yes.
Monday or something?
And what was that trailer about? Anyone?
Halo Forge, not Armor Lock.
I think it's about the first look of a certain game that we are anticipating.
The first game from 343 Industries, the newest Halo game that isn't done by Bungie.
That is true.
So many possibilities.
What will they think of next?
Halo 5? No, that's crazy. That would never happen.
No, there's not a new trilogy.
What the hell is a trilogy?
What's the first thing we should be talking about?
The battle rifle.
Absolutely.
Battle rifle? Okay.
Battle rifle is back.
I guess two people vote for battle rifle.
Beware.
Let's talk about that.
Isn't that the same as the DMR?
No.
No.
Different gun.
No.
No.
That's exactly why we should be talking about
it. No hit scan for the DMR is all I'm saying.
I miss the BR. So I'm glad it's back.
I don't have to miss it anymore because they're bringing it back.
Yeah. You know what I miss even more than the BR, though?
What?
Super bouncing. You know, if we really want to get into that.
I saw you tweet that today.
I miss the Halo 2-style multiplayer. They need to bring that back.
Rocket sword lunge for the win.
It's about the BR.
I sucked at BXR. Anyway, I'm super excited the BR is back.
Why do you think they brought it back?
Because I'm lazy and I don't want to press a button three times.
I mean, probably to match the weapons that we saw from Halo 3.
It's probably more of a psychological thing. People just thought the DMR was broken and the BR worked. So I'm pretty sure that had something to do with it.
Two reasons. DMR, general dissent among the fan base, even though... I mean, it has its supporters. I mean, I don't think it's a bad weapon.
I like
it's okay.
It. I like
Number two reason, the complainers in MLG. Basically, it.
Is it going to be more powerful than the pistol now?
But what about the story reason?
Because it's right after Halo 3 and Reach had 4.
So. Yeah, Reach was way in the past, so they had the inferior DMR, and in the future they used the BR.
Yeah, that's...
See, it makes sense.
Yeah, for some real reason, the elites got stronger shields, too, as time went on. That's weird. It took 9 bullets instead of 4 bullets to kill them. That's weird.
That is weird.
I know, right?
Oh, man, I don't get it.
So, BR is definitely back.
Did we see any other weapons in the game? That was the only weapon I saw anybody shoot.
That's
the one thing I didn't see was elites in the multiplayers. Are they bringing back elites? Are we going to fight the Covenant again? Because I didn't see any elites in any of the
games. No,
we're
not
going to
fight the Covenant again.
They did say that there was going to be a new enemy. I don't know if it's a new Covenant race. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Why would we fight the Covenant again when we beat the Covenant?
Does that mean we don't get to play elites in the multiplayer then if it's going to be a new enemy?
We don't know that.
The Arbiter is definitely going to be in the game. So
think about this. A huge part of the Halo multiplayer experience is the Covenant weapons and the Covenant vehicles. How are they going to get that in, including elites / possibly the Arbiter?
They said that they're remaking every single vehicle and every single weapon that's been in any Halo game. Why the hell would they remake the plasma rifle if they're not going to play against elites?
No, the BR doesn't look that remade. Now, remake an appearance, yes.
Yes,
gameplay mechanics. No,
I don't mean like it's gonna shoot one bullet instead of 3 bullets. I mean they remade the way it looks so that it will work in the new game.
Hmm. Oh no, they can absolutely bring back every Covenant weapon and vehicle that's ever been in Halo and just give it a new skin, give it a new art
style.
Maybe
a multiplayer
Spectre.
I don't know about the campaign though.
Yeah, that's a little different, I guess. But you said the multiplayer is going to have a different canon, so it's completely
different. Yeah, it's a different canon, so that may be how they can include it. You know, because the canon, a separate thing of that, that's where they're going to throw in, like, that takes place in the Spartan 4s or whatever, not the 5-year span. So that takes place at a whole nother time.
Do you think that means we're getting both the carbine and the needle rifle?
Probably, actually, yes. They said Frankie in an interview with Frankie That
Frankie interviewed himself.
I mean,
no, no. I was. He also Frankie was interviewed, and he was saying that there will be one shot weapons similar to the DMR besides the battle rifle, and probably the carbine.
Yeah, definitely going to bring the one shot weapons. There's gotta be that.
I mean, here's a question though, because in the
Spartan laser,
in the video, they basically were saying talking about how the multiplayer and the campaign were basically two separate quote-unquote universes, right?
Yep.
So I don't think we'll necessarily see Covenant weapons in the campaign of Halo 4, but we might definitely see it in the multiplayer.
Yeah, that's what we just said, then. I thought I just said
I just think that people really like
them. I didn't quite catch that.
I might not have said it correctly, but I said that.
I just think people really like the Arbiter a lot. So I
mean, just clarifying, that's all.
Whole thing where they stated that it's going to be a separate canon or whatever they want to call it, a separate universe, gives them a lot of possibilities to bring classic Halo things back or your classic Halo multiplayer, meaning they can break the rules. Because here's the whole thing with the campaign, there's going to be the canon issues with that.
You mean like the jump's going to be different because you're going to be Spartan 4 and not Spartan 3?
I'm talking about just the story. You know, the story, if you think about where the story is supposed to pick up, we're really not supposed to have Covenant where we're going.
Yeah.
We very much could because the Arbiter the Arbiter and his elite friends are still allies with the UNSC.
Well, the Covenant may not be bad guys, but they're still probably going to be.
So there. So the campaign could have, you know, UNSC with the aid of the Arbiter and his and the good elites, and they could provide Covenant like slash elite weaponry.
But not as an enemy though. That was the big
thing. Not as an enemy, but as an ally, and you can use their weapons and vehicles.
Right. But we didn't see any Covenant, right?
I think that the new bad guys is going to have to be like Merchant Bias or something like that. I mean, it's just the only logical thing, unless it's confirmed somewhere that him and his other AIs were taken away when the array shot the first time. I don't think that they went away.
This is going to be very four on a heavy, should be.
We're going to be fighting the Schmovenant.
Yeah, I hope.
Grunts with little mustaches on.
The Schmovenant.
This is completely different.
They have mustache.
I hope they spoof it, actually. Halfway through the campaign, they just say, hey, we're back.
Here comes baby. Here comes my honey. Here comes my ragtime. We sewed up everybody.
The forerunners were the grunts all along.
Oh, goodness gracious.
They were the real reclaimers.
I would absolutely love that.
No.
I'm ready for it.
That would be funny, but no. I'm ready. Please, no. Oh, goodness. That'd be like the worst.
Inside, you're screaming yes, Dustin.
That'd be one of the best trolls of gaming history.
I'm so ready
for this. Why did we let M. Night Shyamalan rape this?
You mad?
Look like Pee Wee Herman.
I don't know why I get this feeling, but for some reason it feels like the art design on the BR in the video has a Mass Effect feel to it. I don't know why I say that.
No. It feels much more like the Halo Reach assault rifle turned into a BR. Yeah. Because it looks weird, though. But it shares the same gray, and it has that yellow stripe on it, the same as the assault rifle.
Who cares about the yellow freaking stripe?
I'm just saying it looks so similar to the assault rifle in Halo Reach with the gray and the yellow stripe.
That's probably why it looks like Mass Effect, because it has a stripe on it. They love stripes.
We gotta talk about white, yo.
Or maybe I'm thinking of a different game, and I'm confusing it with Mass Effect. I don't know. I don't know.
In the video also,
Well, the game does take place in the future, so, I mean, two games that take place in the future might have stuff that look exactly the same.
Go figure, huh?
I don't know how that happened. You got this cool dude who's a human who saves the universe.
Yeah, man.
And they happen to use the same gun. I smell conspiracy.
Now we're talking here.
Well, lately I've been seeing
Master. So can we confirm that Commander Shepard is in Halo 4?
Confirmed.
Lately I've been seeing a lot of Mass Effect 3 commercials. And the whole game slogan is like "Take Earth back" and all this.
Yeah,
but I think myself. I feel like Halo 3 did that like 5 years ago.
Yep.
Well, you weren't really on Earth. You were on Earth for two missions.
No, like five missions.
I feel like Halo 2 did that.
No, it was a Sierra 117.
You had the one getting out of the forest.
Nest.
You had the one getting out of the base. You had Savo Highway, and then you had the storm. Oh, Five.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But six, if you count the cutscene.
That doesn't count. No.
Yeah,
You're not playing anything in there.
No, I don't think it counts. Yeah. I don't know why they even like. See, same with Halo Reach. They have that whole
actual thing.
Yeah. What is the point of that? Like.
It.
What's cool about the multiplayer in Halo 4 that they said in the video was that they're not using like recycled maps from the campaign as multiplayer maps, so the multiplayer maps are going to be completely different from the campaign.
It is so refreshing after what we were just discussing with Reach.
Yeah.
So I guess that fits into the whole different universe idea because the multiplayer maps are going to be different than the campaign maps. They're just not going to be.
Yeah, we already talked about this earlier.
Sounds like multiplayer is going to be completely different than everything from the campaign.
Do you think that we'll see a remake? Any remake?
But Key, it hasn't always been.
Maybe it's DLC, but not.
Yeah, it has. Absolutely.
So you don't think there'll be one remake? Not one. There won't be.
Think there'll be a remake on the initial release, but I think we'll see remakes in DLC.
I mean, 343 commissioned the remakes for the anniversary edition for Halo Reach. And I love those maps.
Who wants to bet that before Halo 4 is over, we'll get another Hang'em High?
No.
Not Hang'em High.
People are very sick of Hang'em High.
We're not going to get a remake that was done in Halo Reach and probably not Halo 3.
Oh, we're not going to get
High since Halo 1.
I want Midship, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I want a Snowbound remake. How about that?
That's the best map ever.
No, I'm kidding. I would like
a true Snowbound remake. That would be awesome.
Yeah, why don't you just give me what's that map?
How about Chiron?
Yeah, there we go.
How about Chiron? How
about Turf? Give me some Turf.
Turf would be good. I want like a city.
I want Containment.
Yeah, that was okay.
I don't really like that map.
I want another Headlong.
I really want Valhalla in Halo 4. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. I like that. I concur. I second that.
What about boarding action?
No.
I like a true boarding action. Like a...
That's what about, well.
What if they just made every Halo 4 map like a more updated version of every Halo 3 map? It's like, whoa, Halo 3 on steroids.
What if every map was a remake?
That's what I'm saying. They should have.
No.
Everybody was just like, is he trolling?
Moment of silence.
You know what? By the time Halo 6 comes out, maybe all maps will be remade.
See, that's
probably
what I was thinking. That they
be like, screw it, guys. We've already worked too hard on this.
If they were to remake all the maps, I'm sure people would buy them as DLC. And
yeah, we're all buying. Lots of money. That's why they keep making DLC, guys.
Hey,
they need a Halo 2 anniversary.
$60 in my pocket? Did you hear
that? I think they're going to have a Halo 2 remake.
What they should have done was...
say that is because of...
Will it be better with Kinect, you think?
Oh, no. Don't even. Oh, Super Bounces would be crazy.
Oh, with Kinect? Oh,
yeah.
Gee, you have to actually like look at the right spot or something?
You hit the ceiling.
Oh.
You get to go through rings to get more points.
Yeah, people making holes in the drywall.
See, that idea is what I thought they should have done. They could have done with Reach was if they wanted to be this big tribute to the whole series, like to cure the map complaints before it even happened, they could have just taken every single Halo map ever and made it with the Reach engine. That would have been very impressive, and that would have kept people satisfied for months.
Yeah. That would have taken a lot of time.
But people would love it. People would accept the time. That would be amazing.
People's 20 gig hard drives would be full with Halo now.
Yeah,
right. It would be.
Mine already is. Halo 2, Halo 3, you name it.
I'm just hoping that Halo 4 rekindles the love and devotion I had for 2 and even 3.
You know how they can do that? You know the easy way? Clans.
Oh, goodness.
Put a clan
in there. That actually make me go back.
Put a clan in there. We will all be fine. Dude, do like clan match matchmaking. Remember that? We used to get down on that. Jeez.
I was gonna.
That's a very small audience.
I was gonna propose we talk about what we want in Halo 4 after digesting the video, but since we talked for Armor Lock for about 30 minutes, we're not gonna be able to do that.
Okay. Yes, we should do
that. Well, we talked about what I want in Halo 4, so I'm good.
Well, we need to get back to the video.
We want the chopper in Halo 4.
Chopper.
No barriers.
The chopper.
Screw barriers.
So we also want a Sand Trap remake.
Yeah, there hasn't been a desert map for a while. Ever since Sand Trap. And the other one.
Sandbox, which one we really liked.
Yeah.
Sandbox was too small. the default map was much too small for 8-on-8 big team.
Sandbox was just a map for Forge, basically.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it was... I mean, it wasn't gray.
Indubitably.
It wasn't gray.
But it was tan. It was tan and slightly orange.
But it was different than gray.
A Forge world isn't
gray. I'm getting tired of seeing gray in the Halo Reach maps. I'm seeing... Because a lot of the multiplayer maps are made with Forge, and it's just a bunch of gray everywhere. Well,
that was the issue with like Asylum and Pinnacle and the Cage and all that.
Yeah, the remakes within remakes.
So besides the battle rifle, which we can confirm, what else did they show off in the new
The look of the Master Chief.
Yeah.
Did anybody notice that the COD piece was there?
It's there and it's flattened.
Oh.
That's good. I mean.
It's been frozen for five years, bro. You know,
I'm glad that they addressed that ridiculousness.
You know what happens when it's cold outside?
Yeah, right. Maybe it's cold. Where
is he? He is in space.
Ow. Wow.
The way it looked in the
trail. We are stretching some imaginations here tonight, folks.
Saying, guys. Yes,
you know what? It's so funny how we're all focused on that how the Halo community has been.
Well,
focused.
Don't worry, guys. It's probably the first still thing big
I looked at. I was like, where that COD piece at? Where is it at? Where is it at? Find it. Okay, good.
That's just a cool joke.
I like how they made his thrusters on his back a little more like kind of prominent. He looks more like of a futuristic super soldier.
He looks like a Gundam.
Yeah. But it works.
Look like a Gundam, actually. Yeah.
Is it?
I think it. Who's the screenshot? The one where he's before the rocks. It's the orange looking shot screenshot.
That's the action figure shot, right?
No. This is the in-game one.
Are you sure? Because like I know what you mean. It's like sunny, right? There's like sun rays shining down on him. That looks like an action figure, in my opinion.
I'm pretty sure.
No, that's game.
Yeah, that's game.
Oh, that's okay. Game. And if that's game, that's beautiful.
I got game.
But if that's action figure, screw that. That's ugly, right?
If that's action figure, then it's ugly, yes.
Yeah. We're on the same page, Keith. We got it.
I just felt a virtual pal.
What do we all really care about? We care about what it looks like in game.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I think it's... I like the armor, actually. Never mind why, but...
It's not as bulky, which I like.
Yeah.
It means he can run faster without it looking like he shouldn't be able to run that fast.
It looks fantastic. It's much more detailed.
Check out this picture.
I mean, there's a few things about the armor that makes him look a little stringy. Or not as beefy.
Like Angelina Jolie.
As in Halo 3. But, I mean, I guess for the most part, I'm okay with it.
Your Chief is a superstar now. You know what happens to superstars? They lose weight.
Yeah.
They get in shape. You know, they go on some diets where they just eat grass. He's a star now.
Oh, look at this screenshot. It's like wait. So real.
On the screenshot you posted, Lewis, on the bottom right, the teams and the scores. Each team has their own icon. What does that mean? I've never seen that before. Does that mean clans
battles?
The left there? Yeah.
Or is that the picture of the? Because it wouldn't be the picture of the guy you're shooting. How would it know that?
I want to say because I mean the flags in Halo 1 had their own iconic animals on them. I'm assuming these are probably just two icons for the two teams in Halo 4.
Ooh, could perhaps
that'd be my guess?
Could perhaps the multiplayer, the canon about the reds fighting the blues, have like that something to do with that? Like the their flags with the Like, maybe. The blues are the unicorns and the reds are the lions or something?
I mean, I would think that's the wolves. Right.
That would suck. Who would want to be blue then? I'd want to be on the wolf team. Unicorns?
I don't want to be on a unicorn team, that's for sure. Hey,
can I interrupt? Can I interrupt?
Yes.
Go.
I mentioned before I got to leave at 10, and it's 10:20, so...
Oh.
Love you guys. I'll see you guys later.
Well, in the past, it's 7:20.
Hi, Greg.
Ha.
See you guys.
Ha.
Have a good episode. No more armor lock. Greg. All right, Dustin, no more armor lock.
Right. No more armor lock, Greg.
Bye.
On the subject of the gray, right, nobody wants more gray in Halo. Well, you know, hey, you know, you say Halo 4 is going to have a Forerunner vibe. Yeah, you get ready for that, huh? Let's see how much gray that can.
Yeah.
It's a more white gray.
Oh, so it's shinier.
Yeah, it's not just pure human gray. It's alien white. Because
I feel like the Halo Reach, the Forge World, the Forge architecture gray, that's a pretty dark gray. It's almost like a granite.
What are you guys picking out? Like,
you know what they should do?
It's a pewter. It's a pewter.
You should be able to change the color of objects in Forge. Like building pieces, you should be able to change the color.
They should have done that in Reach.
That would have fixed the problem. There you go. You could copyright like CM Near 2012. There you go. Stamped with my approval and royalties.
CM Near is an actual color.
Yeah.
What color is that?
Yeah, it's gray.
It's gray. It's definitely gray.
So,
what is it? Oh yeah, it's like
a good thing.
It's like when Henry Ford made the Model T Ford automobile. He's like, they can have it in any color they want as long as it's painted black, or something like that. Yeah, they were all
any
black.
Any color you want. Yeah, any shade of this shade of gray. Dead silence.
I hope for custom games or Forge that they get rid of barriers. I don't care if they're in multiplayer, but for customs and Forge, I wish they would just leave the barriers alone and just get rid of them.
Even they still need like outer boundaries. I mean,
yeah, that one, the outer boundaries, the countdown.
But I mean the little dinky things like on top of rocks and stuff when you're in Forge, those should be taken out.
The depth,
like little Forge areas that are 3 meters round for no apparent reason.
I hate all those areas you can jump to like really easily and it just starts counting down.
Yeah.
That's terrible. It's like, oh, I went too high.
If you're
going to
do that for the built-in defaults, sure, do that. But when you're in Forge, take them out, please.
Oh, and another thing I really, really want, at least
Dustin,
for customs
Dustin
in Forge,
is frazzled here.
Is lowering of weapons.
Oh, yeah.
I do not want to use local or, you know, the local system whatever link. System link to do lowered weapons.
Yeah,
I want to be able to do it with. Yeah.
That's got to be.
I mean, they're bringing the VR back.
The show. If you do it right, you're not going to have to worry about people exploiting it in a matchmaking game.
Yeah, I think that's something that 343 is really actually going to probably do because, you know, they're all about, like, they love the fans and the fan creations and. Like Machinimas, for example. So I'm sure they're, you know.
Well, I mean, they're kind of killing the fan base from not having stats too. So, pick your poison.
I think they should add in a system where you can have no weapon. You just punch the crap out of people. You could use that for Machinima too.
And yeah, have a game having no weapons.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Just punch the crap out of people. Have that as a game type.
Oh, it's like, not... just like you just see your guys like fists up on the screen, like it's like
yeah.
It's like marathon or something.
But as long as they don't have no weapons, look like it does in Halo Reach, like you're holding an empty sword, that just looks retarded.
Mm-hmm.
How that is.
I mean,
he's about to uppercut you. Yeah, I know what you mean.
How else would you have him stand?
Arms at his side,
like straight down.
Yeah, so or
that looks weird.
Or his hands in his pockets.
That's like
you know,
in
that
Halo 4.
Who
that
stands
weird.
There with their arms to the
put
side?
Put his hands in his pockets.
When you're in a fighting game?
But who stands there for like a minute at a time with their hands in like a ready to punch position almost, like the boxing position for like ever?
Yes.
Your arms get tired.
Instead of options like the avatars have options in the Xbox, you know.
Yeah.
We could change it.
Okay, fair enough.
Wait, are we griping about the weapons? Are we griping about the weapons?
I want to be able to flip people off, you know, like
yeah. I got the perfect system.
We're griping about having the ability to not be holding.
I didn't finish. Are we griping about it like purely for the directors of these machinima sakes, their creative licenses, or are we griping for the sake of the machinima viewers? Because I think the people who watch these machinimas, you know, they're not that scrutinizing. They're like, okay, it's a FPS game. I understand that you know it's the weapons down thing is weird. So like, I'm okay with the guy looking weird while he's talking in this movie.
No, well, some Rooster Teeth has raised the bar actually, and now we have
CGI
and stuff. We want to be able to do what they do.
They're
not gonna be able to do what they do though.
That's why they should implement this kind of stuff in the game. You know, hands at the sides, crossing the arms.
I mean, personally, in my opinion, I mean, no offense to the guys at Rooster Teeth, but it's kind of a cop out using CGI.
They had to evolve. They are huge.
Yeah, but I mean, can you really call that machinima anymore?
They're not even calling it machinima anymore. What they're doing is they're direct to YouTube and direct to their things of their movies, whatever they're making, is their own. They're actually just trying to make it a medium. And for the bypassing of studios and anything that you got to publish through Hollywood, you know, any kind of studio thing, it's totally not. They're not worried about, they're a full on studio. They're not worried about the assets of a game anymore and qualifying themselves as machinima anymore. They are in a totally different universe.
Well, I still
it's a whole new ball game.
Machinima. Yeah. Because they're still using game assets, but adding CGI to it. Yeah. But they'd still need the permission from Microsoft to be able to do that, even with the CGI, because they're recreating Halo.
Yeah.
And any so
licensing wise, it's not that, but it's just a matter of when they did that, they did step out of the machinima. They're beyond machinima now.
Right.
They're way beyond machinima now. They're a full-blown animation studio now, and a full-blown live-action whatever. They are
like an animated machinima.
Yeah, they're not even like you can't even qualify them as machinima anymore.
You can only watch like you can only make so many fight scenes happen in the game engine. Like it's all with the same guns and everything. So
they
switching to CGI is awesome. They can just do so many different things now.
They're so big. They have a lot of talent that they had to outgrow that actually. The studio that they're running right now and they just forget it. it's Rooster Teeth's thing. Like I'm surprised we haven't seen like a documentary on like Discovery Channel on them yet. Because. They're doing phenomenal things there. Phenomenal. And it's scoring. Everything they're doing is gold, too.
And that's why I think for 343 to add some new features and abilities into the game itself for creators of Machinima would be very beneficial. Because Halo kind of was kind of at the start of that whole, you know, thing. The whole Machinima thing. It started in this.
Console,
It wouldn't, I mean,
exist. There was PC Machinima before.
True. True, but Halo was one of the first games to add in that theater mode that really made things possible for consoles, and then even computer games started to add theater more.
Nobody. They were the only ones at first. Now that's slowly trickling into a couple other games, but they were the only one.
Yeah, COD does it now.
So what else in the video do we want to talk about? I mean, we were shown two multiplayer maps. Or
Spartan Force?
Vaguely.
Why does the story take place 5 years later? Is there a certain reason to that? Or is it
He was drifting to the planet asleep the whole time. It didn't happen like right where he came out of the portal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, space. Yeah.
Or maybe the slipspace rupture, you know, time travel. There you go, boom, 5 years ahead.
Yep. Well, you know, 5 years, whenever you do is a story tool... CM Neo will probably attest to this. If you add a lot of time to the fiction, You can definitely play a lot with what happens in your story. Mm-hmm. So they get to, with a 5-year difference, a lot of things changed. A lot of things you can add without breaking prior fiction, you know?
Yeah.
So that's clear in that. So they get back to Earth or anything, this whole Spartan, change in the Master Chief's armor. You got a lot of things you can play with there.
And back to the Spartan Force, is I just want to ask, is the Spartan Force new to the canon now, or have they been referenced in the past?
I don't think they have been referenced anywhere in the past.
As far as I know, and I'm no expert, that's new.
Okay.
That's
brand new. And is it just me, or do the Spartan 4 armors, I'm just going to call them Mark 7s at this point, do they seem like a cross between the Mark 6s and kind of the Forerunner-like armor that we see
maybe
kind of in the terminals from CEA?
I'm looking at one right now. It's heavily armored.
Yeah, it looks...
I like it. I think it looks awesome. It looks real. It doesn't even look like there should be. It's a person. It doesn't even look like it's a human in there.
The picture that Jake posted with the armor. I don't like the chest. I don't like the look of its.
Wait. Which picture? I'm not looking at the same picture. Which one, Jake?
The one Jake posted.
Jake, I don't got it. Repost.
Got it.
The Master Chief one?
Yeah. I don't know if that's...
Oh, there's the Master Chief one. No, that... So the Master Chief one, that's not... Hey, that's not, yeah, that's no Spartan. Spartan, that's... We're talking about
About the multiplayer.
We're also talking about... We're not talking about levels of armor, actually. We're talking about... The Spartan 4 is the series of the augmented soldier, not the armor. The mold.
They look more slender than the Chief does, though. And some of the shapes on the armor pieces seem kind of odd to me.
Wait, once Reach fell, didn't they stop the Spartan program? Or am I...
Well, there's a lot of secret... We already know of one secret Spartan program. There could have been plenty others, right? So that's the thing. You can add those on. You could just keep dumping Spartan programs on since we already had one. The Spartan 3 program is supposed to be secret.
Okay.
So and they threw it in Reach a little bit. It trickled out.
Well, the Spartan 2s, or the Spartan. No, wait.
Spartan 2 was public program.
Spartan 1s were supposed to be.
That was private.
Secret in and out. There was just supposed to be myths.
It says the Spartan 4s were. They're at least referenced in Glasslands because people know some stuff about them already.
Well, that's definitely okay. Well, that.
With well, I haven't read fiction, the new books.
Yeah, I haven't. This.
So,
but
oh, recent fiction, I just looked on the wiki.
Well, it's because this is all 343 story too. It's part of those series of books too.
Jake, didn't you get that book from PAX?
Yeah. I'm like halfway through it still, but
it says that I need to
Spartan
read.
Fours are
adult
volunteers. Yeah, they weren't kidnapped as kids this time. They're adult volunteers, and the remaining Spartan threes were offered to be integrated into the program.
Oh, all right. Good.
That's cool. It looks like the sources are the book, The Grasslands. Grasslands.
Yeah, totally. Well, it makes a lot of sense. You know that was just created. There was no way this was in some prior fiction.
Yeah, so they're trying to add in this new fiction to this book to get you prepared for Halo 4, I guess.
And Spartan 3s were offered to be integrated into the Spartan 4. Okay.
There's the person who started it.
They make some time.
Margaret or Linda Perengoski.
Oh, isn't Perengoski is like an admirable.
Admirable?
Admirable.
No, it's admirable.
She initiated the Spartan 4 program, apparently.
Very admirable.
Huh. Does anyone think the Spartan 4s in the gameplay footage we saw, they look like leaner than Spartans usually look?
Didn't I say that a few minutes ago?
Oh really? Taller and leaner? Like,
yeah.
They make the Reach Spartans look fat.
Yeah.
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 And it makes you wonder how they can run so fast.
I think that was the goal 343 was going for, though. Well,
it's like when you when you're playing in multiplayer. I mean, I always got the sense it's like, okay, I'm still playing as the chief. It's like now you're not gonna even get that vibe anymore. You're playing as someone completely different. It's like, well, okay.
Look how thin the armor plating is. Wait, like on you, his.
You think in multiplayer that you play as the chief?
I mean, yeah.
That's what I thought. That's why I always chose the color green for my character.
No, I think I'm playing as a custom Spartan whose name is my gamer tag.
Well,
gosh, look at that. The Spartans look like they have anorexia. Look at that picture.
I think it's just that like the armor plating is thinner. It's probably because of the really advancement of the technology or something.
Which makes sense for Halo Reach for their armor to be so bulky, I guess.
Maybe it focuses more on the shields or something.
Oh, because Halo Reach is in the past,
but
with the crappier technology, yeah.
But it doesn't make sense that we have sprint in Halo Reach, but not in the earlier games. So did they lose the ability to sprint later on?
Ooh. Master Chief he doesn't need to sprint.
Master Chief is just constantly sprinting as it is.
He's fast walking.
No, in Halo Reach you get to sprint faster than the normal jogging.
You know what's hilarious? In that Halo 3 trailer, The Starry Night, where Master Chief throws down the bubble shield and then sprints toward the brutes,
yes,
and it's not even in
that?
The game.
Yeah, well, that's what actually was the first inclination, first inspiration for, or first speculation, I'm sorry, that's the word I was looking for Sprint with the Master Chief was from that trailer.
And they never implemented
it. And it never happened.
Oh, boy.
Maybe it was.
Armor
doesn't
look thin to me.
You know what I saw
thick.
From that trailer?
It looks really thick.
No, I mean around the like stomach and on his hands, you can see how thin the plating is.
Around it
so
seems
slender.
Really thin, but
you
want to
talk about
it seems
thick.
Like a 2 or 3 inch piece of freaking titanium steel.
Yeah, his
steel.
Helmet and his like back and his shoulders are all thick, but like the forearms,
the stomach and the stomach
thinner.
Area.
Which chief are we talking about?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we know the weak points.
The multiplayer one. Yeah,
shoot him in the head. Yeah, shoot him in the stomach. That should be the new headshot.
Yeah, bleed him out.
The stomach shot.
You want to talk about thick? Look at Cat from Halo Reach. Yeah, is that armor? Or is that...
Ouch.
Nobody gets the joke.
Ouch.
I got it.
I think we're talking about her butt.
I don't know. You know what? I'm looking at the chief right now in 4. Compared to 3, I'm looking at posters on my wall. They all look. I don't know. I don't see that much of
it. I wonder if the females in Halo 4 will be similar in figure to Cat, or will they be anorexic?
Do you think, guys, the Reach models look thick? Thicker than Halo 3?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. They. But everything was minute. But the whole game itself, I'm talking about like in the game, everything was made smaller, though.
I don't know. I'm
more pixels on screen, I think.
I think Halo Reach, a lot of stuff was bigger in Halo Reach.
I'm in the video right now, and about at the 145 mark, they have the side-by-side comparison of the Halo 3 and the Halo 4 Master Chief models.
Yes.
And in Halo 4, he looks a lot thinner and smaller. It doesn't look like he has as much muscle or bulk as he does in Halo 3. It seems like a lot more is taken up by the armor piece. It looks like I'm looking at a Master Chief that's lost 15 years of his life. Or something.
Yeah. Not sure.
I mean, it doesn't look the same to me.
Because even the chief gets tired. Shit.
I mean, the legs look thinner, his torso looks thinner, his arms look thinner. I mean, and it's just overly done by the massive amounts of armor that's on him now. I mean, the armor on the Halo 4 chief model is a lot thicker than it is on the Halo 3 one. It looks like in order to do that, they had to shrink down his body size.
Which picture are you guys looking at? I'm trying to find a specific one we're all talking about.
I'm looking in the actual video around the 145 mark. where it has the side-by-side Halo 3 Master Chief and the Halo 4 Master Chief.
I think the Halo 4 Master Chief looks shinier.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely shinier.
It's prettier, too.
I don't know. Master Chief looks more like a wimp in Halo 4 than he does in Halo 3. I'll leave it at that.
No, I think he looks a lot better. Yeah, it's more detailed. It looks more like a, you know, like a futuristic super soldier that he is.
He looks more generic in Halo 3, I noticed, from that comparison.
Yeah, he looks candy in Halo 3, like a piece...
Back in Halo 3, I was like, wow, this is so cool. He looks so awesome. Now I'm thinking, he looks so generic.
Yeah, I know. He makes... At the Halo 3 Master Chief, looks like he's wearing plastic plates.
Yeah, but I mean... Yeah, but I think that's mainly due to the color and the textures. I think from a purely like mechanical standpoint, I think the Halo 3 armor looks better than the Halo 4 armor. And the Halo 4 armor just looks prettier over the Halo 3 armor, in my opinion.
You mean if they added the textures and the way it looks? Like, what this is actually the Halo Reach, the way they made it look beat up and worn.
Yeah.
The way the Halo Reach armor looks, that look is applied to this Halo 4. If you applied that to Halo 3,
that, on the Halo 4 armor, it looks like there's a bunch of busy work too that doesn't even need to be there. Well, I mean, armor doesn't need a bunch of busy things on it. It needs to be.
Well.
No, it needs to look realistic and look like some armor with some components on it, not just, you know, like a...
Yeah, and the Halo 3 one does it, and when the Halo 4 looks like it's an overload.
Well, the Halo 3 looks too bare.
It looks bare because it has no, like, damage marks, which is what they took out from Halo 2, which is why I like the Halo 2.
Well, I mean, that's just a text. I'm talking about, like, a...
But it looks more realistic. It looks more worn.
Is this a realism debate or a technology debate?
Well, it really should. Well, yes, it could be. But what it really should be is also a design. What's possible in a video game, consoles.
Right.
You know, coding. What's possible? Also, the tricks they've learned over the years. Bump mapping, all that kind of stuff. You know, I mean, artists are going to start going more crazy with the design of their the armor as they learn more tools. You know, this is definitely... I look at this Halo 4 thing, and I look at what they did Reach, which made the armor look awesome, I thought. You know, it looked real...
Level of detail.
Yes.
Combined with Halo 3's colorful vibrance.
You can't tell... Yeah, exactly. Yes, a nice combo right there. If you take, you definitely want your video game to have more detail.
Yeah.
You know, it looks more realistic.
Mm.
So,
detail, yes. Extra parts on the armor, no.
I'm
seeing quite a few places on here where it's like, well, they definitely slapped on a lot of extra pieces on here.
Where?
On the boot, they have an outside piece and the inside piece on the... hip part, they have quite a few extra nooks and things.
The biggest things is this fucking.
I think what they did with the hips was to make it more believable that he has such maneuverability or something. Sure. Like, that's why all the plates are separated and there's nothing, like, on his hips so he can, like,
the
swivel.
Torso.
Yeah. I think that's why there's two separate pieces and stuff. It makes more sense for movement instead of wearing a big metal diaper, you know?
but it hasn't always kind of looked like that.
They have more pixels to play with now, too, so, I mean, they can add that extra detail.
Yeah,
go ahead. The only place I see detail that seems unnecessary is really his fancy shoes.
That's the big standout for me.
You guys got a shoe shot? I don't have a shoe shot for Halo 4.
It's in the video.
I'm looking at
the trailer at the comparison.
Still shot.
Yeah, 149.
149,
149.
49. Okay.
His shoes are really fancy.
What does he got? Nikes on?
Yeah, super Nikes.
Swoosh. He's got the swoosh.
Well, and then the things on his shoulder seem really big.
49.
Yeah, but aren't a lot of shoulders really big? Like, look at the security shoulders. Yeah.
I don't use them, so I don't look at them.
I mean, it's supposed to be, you know, a defensive pauldron, so to speak.
Yeah, it looks like he's lost armor in the middle, but he's gained some on the shoulders more than from Halo 3. He's bulked up on the top.
Yeah. Well,
that's obviously the jetpack.
I think, like, the Halo 3 Master Chief, in that comparison, he looks almost like a smaller kind of wimp version as opposed to the bigger, bulkier Halo 4, you know, beefed up Chief.
I disagree.
Halo 4 looks like
the Halo 3
Metroid.
One. The Halo 3
like Metroid.
Yeah, the Halo 3 one looks like he has more brute strength, in my opinion.
Like Metroid.
Yep. I think we should have them fight.
Well.
Just like in that one video, it was like Metroid versus Master Chief.
I buy that game.
Whatever it
was. Just all Master Chiefs from all. Right now we have 9 Halo games. But
wait,
Chief's,
so are you
Chief's
gonna
not
include,
in all of them.
Are you going to include the Rookie
9?
And Noble Six?
Yeah, 9. 9 titles.
Got Halo 1, we got Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4, and
Halo Wars.
ODST and Wars, that's 6.
Anniversary. Reach. ODST.
You already counted ODST.
I did.
And Reach.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm sorry,
what
8.
Do we appreciate?
Excuse me. 8.
Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, ODST, Wars,
Reach. 4. No, Anniversary.
Anniversary.
Four.
So we have 7, and we're going to have an 8th. We have 7.
Yeah, we have 7, going to have an 8th. That's what I meant. That's what I said.
Wait, so
you said we have 9 and we have 7.
That's what I said.
Wait.
Well, eventually we're gonna have 12, so we might as well include them all.
Yeah, I know.
So are we discussing like a Master Chief deathmatch?
It's gonna be more than 12.
You're going to have the Rookie, Sergeant Forge, Noble
Six. The Chiefs.
Versus 6 different iterations of Chief.
We're just talking about the Chief.
You know, let's throw Johnson in there.
Dan Johnson.
And his laser.
This
I think the Halo
think
4 one would beat all the other ones because his suit gets stronger and stronger as time goes on.
This is where I think Halo should go. It should be spoofed from now on.
this is just like the comedy trend.
Exactly. Just look, we had a great run. Now let's make fun of ourselves.
Oh, I just thought of a cool skull. It's the clown shoe skull. Every time you take a step, it goes honk honk.
Come on.
No,
who's on board? I think that's perfect. We need a new uniform.
I don't know if this is like an issue for you guys, but this has always been kind of a pet peeve of mine. Does it piss? Is it just weird to you that you're shooting from your eyes instead of the actual gun?
Still don't know what you're talking about, Dan.
I really don't know what you're talking about either.
Is that the trailer?
Is that the first person view
you saw or something?
Well, it's been in all the Halo games, and then when they're doing the flying around the multiplayer, you can see that from the screens, the bullet is still coming from the face and not the gun.
Oh.
That was more prominent in Halo 2.
That's a first-person shooter thing. What are you talking about?
They don't do it in COD, they don't do it in Gears. It still comes from the actual weapon.
I remember seeing that when you would do BXR, you could see the bullet fly out of the head.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still in all the games, but there's something about that just, like, pisses me off.
God, I didn't even freaking notice, like, that would even... That's just a mechanic.
I mean, I don't want bullets... I mean, why do you want bullets shooting 1 foot off of where they're actually supposed to be coming out of the gun? I mean, that's not realistic at all.
That'll probably throw everybody way off.
Now that you pointed it out, I'm never going to be able to unsee it.
No, right? Thanks, you just ruined it.
Every time I play Halo, it's going to be, shooting me with their face again.
Are you really? Wait, I don't even know.
The only weapon in Halo that doesn't do that is the rocket launcher.
Rocket launcher, best weapon. I got to use
that
every
game. Wait, does
the
Needler do it too?
What about the...
And the Needler.
Do you guys see the face animation in the trailer? Of
yeah.
that one
yeah.
his face? That was actually one of the best looking faces I've seen in a motion capture.
Yeah.
No, man. Golem in the motion capture. That was the best face.
Yeah.
Put so many dots on her face.
Yeah. Ooh, here's a good shot of the Spartan 4.
So how many months do we have to wait now? It's March.
Holiday 2012.
They look like robots, man.
Holy well, every Halo really has come out in September since Halo 1 and 2, I think. So, I mean, we got...
No, they said Holiday 2012.
Well, September counts as Holiday 2012.
No, no.
Yes, it does.
No.
It starts in September for gaming.
That's fall. That's not holiday. That's fall.
We have our
it's going to be November. It's always November.
It's going to be November. It's going to be November, December. Okay. Most likely November. Holiday is November onwards. It falls is the September start.
Wait a second. Dust on.
What?
September is a big release month for Halo.
Yeah, it is. Hold on. I'm going to go look for a Halo 3 trailer and or a
Everybody's
Halo
got
3
Google in front of them. Go ahead.
I'm going to see what they said in the trailer, the announcement trailer. Halo 3 announce.
They said, oh, hey, Halo 3 is coming out sometime.
Totally looking this up. There's the E3 one.
Who's all going to PAX this year?
Me. PAX Prime?
Yeah, PAX Prime.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going.
Halo 4 is going to be there, probably. Got to be.
I hope
it will be.
East.
Halo 4 will be a PAX.
I gotta speak to you about that Dust Storm.
Oh yeah,
PAX East.
PAX East.
We gonna do a show?
Likely.
Ooh, that's what I like about you, Dust Storm. He's always up for doing a show.
I think this conversation just got a little weird.
We're going to PAX East, so we're doing a show. What's so weird about that? That was weird.
Going at the moment? Have you found your magic moment yet?
Look at that. I'm looking at some stills from the video of these Spartan 4s.
They I mean, to me, they seem like the cross from Mark 6's to the Forerunner stuff that we saw. But
yeah, they have a lot of armor. I don't see that many.
There's a lot of armor and not enough body to them. And I feel the same way about the Master Chief model for Halo 4. There's not enough body to it.
Body. To feel your body.
It seems like they sacrificed, like, organ coverage for maneuverability.
Oh, shit. Look at this, actually. There is a lot going on in this Halo 4 armor. Jetpacks.
So, are there any, like, little things that anybody's noticed in the trailer?
People have been tearing apart all day, but this is not all our first rodeo, you know? I mean...
Yeah.
We really can't... You really can't... You gotta just take... This is very little information to give us. And if anything, the analysts analyzing what they didn't give us is pretty... they were very purposely didn't give us that much in every screenshot. And I didn't look at it too much. But I know the people that I rely on to pick this shit apart said there's really not much there. That's pretty much what I do. I let everybody else do it. I don't do it myself. And I thank those people for doing it. Actually, I got a great shot. Ooh, can I screenshot this right now? The bottom of the Spartan 4, the bottom of the foot. I have a screenshot of that. It looks like an animal.
What?
Like an animal's paw print or like a Nike crazy design. Let's see if I can do this.
What if there's some insane product placement where it leaves like the Nike swoosh whenever you walk around in multiplayer?
You never know. You know this is where this is going, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Anyways, I still think holiday means November.
Yeah, I'm assuming November.
It could be that this it's not October. So what was it? Halo 3 was September.
Halo Reach was fall September. Of 2010, and that came out September.
September. So did Halo 3.
You're not going to say...
So did Halo 3. ODST was... But it doesn't matter what ODST was. That's not your usual launch. Halo 2 was November. But Halo 2 is... That's still it's an going early to be time.
You're not going to say...
You think so?
Holiday is November, December.
Mm.
Fall is September to November. Holiday is November, December.
I don't know. I mean, we're talking about what it's likely to be.
I'm pretty sure that's it. I am 99.9999% sure that's it.
All right, hold on. I'm going to put a screenshot up for this shoe.
I don't think there's pretty much anything else we can just digest on this thing.
No, you can't. There's really not much else.
He's got a cup with a red T on it. What's up with that?
What?
There's a cup with a red T on it in his office.
I don't think that's
talk about that.
I actually was going to say that before. That's all I've got.
Oh, goodness.
I said that too for the purposes of busting his chops.
Anyways. I'm sure we'll see something at PAX coming up here in, was it a month? Yeah, a month away.
I'm hoping we see something there. That'd be nice. But even if we don't, we're still going
to
have a
bound
nice
to see wander. Something. I think.
Well, it would be, they're going to have a presence there.
Yeah. It's just depending on, and I'm wondering if maybe they'll have those two maps playable at PAX, the two that they introduced.
No, I don't think they'll be playable. You know what? We didn't discuss. There's no beta.
They didn't say no beta.
There's no beta.
There's an interview with Frankie where he's like, if there was going to be a beta, there'd be one by now. You know, we're testing it. We're making sure it's going to be fine when it comes out. So he's basically saying there's not going to be a beta.
There's not a
beta. I almost prefer no beta, because by the time Reach came out, I had played those two maps so much that I was sick of them.
Well, I prefer there be a beta. Just, it's always benefited every game.
Yeah.
For having one. It's proven.
Yeah.
No, I
just
think
got so sick of the maps.
Maybe not a public.
You're talking about from a selfish standpoint.
Yeah,
yes.
From me.
But come on, you know what? It does help you in
it helped Battlefield
just
3
just trying to
a
see
lot,
the bright side.
To be honest,
I think
very honest.
Them not having a beta for this game on their part as a developer is pure insanity. It's a modern online FPS. You need a beta. You need to test it so that when it comes out, there's not, you know, a bunch of ridiculous.
You need to test it on a global network scale.
Both for network
and scalability
and for gameplay mechanics. So there's not a bunch of unbalanced nonsense that frustrates people.
I mean, you know? I was listening to another podcast today, catching up on my numerous podcasts, and I mean, the discussion was that if you're going to have a big game as this is, you need a public beta to work out all the networking problems, because you're not going to get that with a closed beta, because you don't have the number of users that you're going to experience on launch day.
Yep.
Yeah.
There needs to be some kind of beta.
But the more glitches there are, the more episodes me and Chris can make. Don't you see?
Oh, wow. See, I never looked at that from that angle. Exactly.
And 343 has been very waxed on tricks and stuff, which is nice. Like,
well, they're supposed to. Well, they're trying to put you guys out of business. They're really not.
Well, they post our stuff to their blog.
They
and Bungie
post
never really
it
did that.
It's community content, but it's not necessarily something they condone.
True.
Well, they had them on a panel.
It's not a programmer's goal. Okay.
Yeah.
to make
you guys happy.
I don't know. It seems
but,
like
but
343.
But the thing is,
like,
you're inevitable, though. No, but hold on. But you guys are inevitable. It's not like it's not gonna happen.
Right.
Okay. Do you remember in the Halo Reach beta, those nuke grenades, let's call them. Yeah, I don't want something like what if that had gotten into final product?
Nuke grenades.
No, the grenades in the Halo Reach beta were absolutely ridiculously overpowered. It was, you know, tremendous power in those grenades.
Yeah.
And so I don't want something like what if that got into the final game? And yeah, you could go down the route of like they could just patch that, but I don't really want them to have we'll just be lazy and then just patch any, you know, mistake kind of mentality with this stuff. You know, I really want a sleek finished quality product on day one, more or less.
Yeah.
Well, they'll probably have a private beta, but I mean, having a public one just might, I don't know.
Oh no! If a private
beta, it's always worked though.
I mean, are you talking about a private beta that's 100,000 users, or are you talking about a private beta that's 1,000 users? Because you need the substantial amount of numbers to test your network.
Then how about 100,000? But just not.
It worked for Halo 3, Reach, and Gears of War in a tremendous way.
And it worked. I mean,
tremendous way.
There hasn't been an instance of beta testing, except for Battlefield 3, but that's just because EA was stupid and decided to put the alpha out on the console instead of actually putting the beta out.
I'm going to definitely stand strong on how it's a very, actually, it's very, unless they have figured out some,
you don't see a quality, good quality
unless
game
they figured
nowadays,
out some way
without,
to get around it, I will say, but, because I don't know shit, you know, who the f*** am I? But, wow, it was, It was directly good. I mean, Gears of War 3 is amazing. Reached a good multiplayer-wise. Halo 3 did amazing multiplayer. I mean, they already were. Bungie has definitely got the multiplayer thing down. So, I mean, is that because they know what they're doing? Or was the Gears of War beta... Gears of War 3, I don't know if anybody's playing that. An incredible multiplayer game. And had a lot to do with their beta. How does that not help? How does that not help?
I think there's
in every way possible. I mean, could you find the bug, you find the glitches, and
you could keep your fiction, you know, you could keep your multiplayer your campaign secret, but you just trickle out just little things, you know. You got
and if they're two separate universes anyway, then what's the problem?
And for us, we get to play it a little bit too.
I mean if they want to listen to the community on what they wanted to see in multiplayer, then have them be a part of it and have them test it out and have a majority vote. This is what we like, this is what we don't like, and then with that information you can either listen to the community or take your stance as a creative studio and say, we think we know what we're doing. We're going to keep this in.
Yeah. You know what? There's got to be a lot of resources needed. And, it's definitely a big part of development to hold a beta. Not everybody does, obviously. But it's, you know, it just, I would think on the scale of the bigs, Epic's has no problem supporting a beta. 343 shouldn't have no problem supporting a beta.
Mm.
Unless that studio's and the support behind it is not as big as we thought, which is certainly possible.
It's a big make and break time for 343.
It's
so.
Make a break, and it's early for them. Not as big as you think.
You don't think Microsoft handed them a blank check, said, here you go, spend as much money as you want?
No.
You.
No. No, they're not.
No way. I'll tell you why. They hired me for one point just to hold a camera at one of their Comic-Cons. Is that enough? Yeah. They didn't hire me, but it was more of like they're budget conscious, definitely.
This is a low budget studio. They're a third world in the game developer world.
It's not even that. It's not that they're low budget. They're just They're conscious as any other division of Microsoft. Well,
they're fiscally responsible, yeah. So
they're fiscally responsible. They got to be. They're not proven yet. You're not going to be able to get that. The reason why they're not called Microsoft Studios making a Halo game. They created a whole different division. 343 Industries is they're on their own. I feel not totally.
The worst comes to worst, they have Big Daddy and Microsoft to back them up at the end of the day.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I'm talking when I say on their own, I mean they were created in this bubble. They're actually creating this bubble. They're not doing Microsoft things. They're not doing the usual Microsoft things. But they're also not getting the usual Microsoft benefits either. It's hard. Yes. Okay. They are Microsoft, and they where they're going to put their money. But the whole thing is with this division, it's not. They're not. They're trying to actually leave them in a bubble so they can act differently and not be Microsoft in a lot of ways, which Microsoft does a lot of great things. Okay, they do a lot of things, but their entertainment division is treated. They're the only ones that are profitable. They're not going to touch stuff. Not the only one. I'm sorry, but they're not going to touch. They're not going to break the entertainment division. They're going to let those people do their own thing because they've proven themselves. So right now, 343 Industries is the most unbelievable spotlight you'll ever see right now. And living in a shadow of the most unbelievable shadow right now. It's showtime.
I wouldn't say living in the shadow. They're living under the guardian watch, so to speak.
No guardian.
Of Big Daddy and Microsoft.
Well, the one thing is that.
What are you saying? They're living in the shadow of Bungie. They have to live up to Bungie.
They're not.
They're saying they have to live up to Bungie's legacy.
No, but they. I just hope they're not trying to be Bungie. Don't be Bungie. Be 343.
I feel like with those bulletins, the way they write the bulletins and stuff sometimes, like, they're trying to just be Bungie with those, like, Bungie updates. They're trying to be Microsoft's, like, carbon copy of Bungie in some ways.
You think?
The way they're so pretentious sometimes towards their fans, like, oh, we know this, we know that. Maybe we'll give you a tidbit. That was Bungie's same snobby attitude the entire time.
But what are you going to do? Are you going to just be the opposite of Bungie and just not talk to anybody?
No, just do your own thing. But don't be like a carbon copy of Bungie, you know, made by Microsoft.
I think that the game is what they need to is what's going to show that they're different and they're doing it.
Well, I want them to be like Bungie to an extent, in that extent being that they make a quality Halo game.
Right.
Yeah, in its basic sense, sure.
Now,
they just have a lot to prove.
Yeah, as far as how they can put their own spin on it, what they need to do is like make a huge blockbuster success Halo game like Bungie did, but then make it more connected to the expanded universe, do a little more fan service than Bungie ever did with the games.
Well, in the trailer, they were talking about that.
Yeah.
How a lot of the story was told through the books, but they want to focus on that more in the games now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bungie didn't put that much fan service. That much expanded universe service.
No. Yeah, I was disappointed a little bit with the campaign and Reach in that we didn't see enough of like the Spartan training stuff. That's what I was super excited for when I heard about Halo Reach, because that was like the whole point of the planet Reach.
Me too, actually. Yeah, I mean, we were finally getting the fan service, but yeah, they've never been about that. That's exactly the point I'm making. Okay, fine. So don't be Bungie. They held back. They held their things to their, you know, they held their fiction to them.
To the novels.
Yeah. So 343, don't. I'm not saying do the opposite. I'm not saying opposite or different. Just beat 343.
Yeah, you know, a good example of what
be
not
your
to
own
be.
Shit. What?
A good example of what not to be is I feel like Epic Games went a little overboard with that. Because so you play Gears of War 1, 2, and 3 in order. So, you know, Gears of War 1 and 2 there's some, you know, very much continuity there. You go from Gears of War 2 to Gears of War 3. Beginning of Gears of War 3, you're meeting all these characters that, you know, they didn't even exist in the first two games. You have no idea who these people are, but these people were introduced in some Gears of War novels that were released, like, before Gears of War 3 came out. You know, but I'm not reading these novels. I'm not a big enough Gears of War fan. Like, a lot of people just are not big enough Gears fans to read the books, but they love the games. But, you know, but it's like you have these characters that people are like, who are these people? Like, I never read the books. I don't know who they are.
Right. I honestly didn't even know there were books until you said it just
now. Exactly. Oh, there are books, yeah. Exactly. That speaks volumes.
Exactly, yeah. Well, that's you're talking about, like, now everybody wants you want the whole thing. You want the fiction, you want the books, the whole prize, like, what is it? The triple play or the everything, you the grand slam. Just you have the books, you have the fiction. You're tapping on it, the whole big universe, which all these fictions are trying to do. Okay, fine. Yeah, everybody's trying to grab a piece of the pie. Halo is a huge universe now on a scale, and it's getting close. And you might not think this is true, but it's getting close in a certain universe to Star Wars. So,
yeah,
you're gonna. There's gonna be a lot of what's everybody doing with it. But what Star Wars doesn't have is another whole studio doing its fiction. So that's gonna be interesting in itself. If you're looking at it from just stepping back from us, all guys, Halo fans, just looking at all the fictions we love.
Halo is. Well, with the games, they kind of
did that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we mostly focus on the games. I mean, that's what's nice. You know, I mean, this, you know, if the fiction, if we were overall, you know, with the multiplayer and the fiction, great. But,
I think also
Pretty much just what's Halo, what's 343 going to do? I'm actually very, very, very curious to see what direction they're going to take Halo in. Don't be like Bungie.
Be like Bungie, but definitely keep the essence of Halo.
Yes, and that's it. Just like that. Don't be like Bungie, but essence of Halo. Don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
The
music, too, I'm still a little precautious on at the moment.
That's going to be a tough one, actually.
Yeah.
The music's going to be tough. I'm gonna have a hard time with the music.
Thing is, it's fine to have expanded universe characters from the novels in the games. Just as long as you kind of, like, introduce them in the games properly. You know, like, which would be, then, you know, be a reminder to the people who read the books, like, oh, here's this guy again. You know, he's Colonel so-and-so. And then, you know, the people who don't read the books, you know, they're just playing the game. It's like, oh, okay, here's this, you know, in their mind, that character was introduced in that game. But, you know, in reality, they've been around for longer. But, you know, because, like, just go back to Gears of War, the whole thing was these new characters are introduced at the beginning of Gears of War 3. And the main characters, you know, since Gears of War 1, they're like, oh, hey, man, you know, how's it going? You know, they're just like, you know, the best friends with them, and we have no idea who they are. They don't introduce them, like, at all, give a backstory or anything. It's like, okay, how can I, you know, invest in this character? I don't even know who he is.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just something we have to see what happens. And only time will tell. I mean, we have all the information that we can really go on right now. Well, given in this one video, so
yeah. Well, But that's the thing. We also have more than that, though. We also have what we know. We know about who's at 343.
Yeah, you know? But I mean,
the final product is always everything.
I mean, a good majority of Halo players out there probably don't care exactly who is at 343.
I'm not talking about those people.
Well, then you're talking about a very
I'm talking about us right here Halo in this community. Room. I'm not talking about how popular Halo 4 is going to be and anything like that. I'm being completely selfish in what I'm talking about right now. Mm-hmm. We're talking about what we think and how we feel in this room. And that's important. Whoever's listening to the show, they're just the biggest fans, right, too? If they listen to Podtacular.
We are the Halo 1%.
Exactly. That's what I'm... Yes.
Well, no, we're like the informed voters. We actually pay attention to like what's going on internally. Right. We are the informed 1% voters.
So that's what we're talking about. So what do we think? What do we think from the people who are at 343... From what we've seen before, are you feeling good?
I feel pretentious.
I'm feeling good because I don't know, so far what I've seen, and they said that like the newest book series have hints on what's going to happen, kind of, right?
Right.
Having read a bit of that, I feel pretty good about Halo 4 so far, story wise and stuff, but. The thing I'm worried about is just the funness, the fun factor again in multiplayer. I want to see more driving stuff and stuff like that, but I won't be able to tell that until the game's out.
No, well, nobody wants to play Star Fox.
No, but you know what? I've got to be on Midget Dance's side a little bit about the fun factor.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned about that lately than anything, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the fiction's great and all this stuff, and the universe is huge. That's what happens. The universe is blown up now. So we can focus on our perfect universe for so long, but I'm on the side of Midget Dance for just make it fun. Right?
I think they should make it fun and make it a rich story. Yeah, how about that? Why is both bonus. Too much to ask? Yeah.
I'm already confident in the story.
Me too.
Just from what I've seen. It's only the funness that I'm worried about at this point. That's
me
what
too.
I'm saying.
Yeah, me too.
I'm confident.
Yeah, I guess I have a similar feeling to that. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So overall, it sounds like we're feeling pretty good.
I am cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, same for me.
You know, it's like I'm optimistic, but you know, don't get my hopes up too much. You know, things could go wrong. Let's hope they don't. But let's be prepared for them to go
wrong.
Let's
describe wrong.
I trust them more. Oh my goodness!
And active camo to a lesser extent.
I mean, I'll give them credit to the campaign. I think in terms of telling the story of Master Chief, it's going to be pretty well done, but in terms of like game mechanics and like visual styles, that's where I'm not holding my breath. that's where I'm like, we'll see what happens and see how good that is. So, and that includes like the music too.
Yeah.
So. Well, we have been here for over 2 hours.
Yeah, I think it's time.
I think it's time to wrap up. So, thanks guys for listening to this ever so long podcast, including the 30-minute rant about Armor Lock.
A Podtacular debate for the ages.
Goodness gracious. Well, I'm sure we'll have plenty more debates this year to go around. So. Mm-hmm. So based on this show, if you guys have any comments or further questions about what you have seen or heard today in the news of Halo 4, feel free to send us an email at submissions@podtacular.com or go ahead and click on the green button on the front page of our site, and that's podtacular.com. And feel free to come jump in our forums. We have, I think, a few threads talking about some of the stuff that we saw today as well. Daft kind of knows that a little bit better than I do.
The threads?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of like the pseudo community manager over on the forums right now.
Oh boy.
Along with PK.
Mm-hmm.
PK is like the community manager. You're pseudo community manager.
He's the community police. I am.
You're the friendly neighborhood.
Oh, no, I'm the director. I'm the manager. He's the enforcer. There you go.
But definitely go check those out, and I mean, we'll definitely be reporting on more Halo 4 news as it comes out. I'm pretty sure.
And COD pieces.
And COD pieces. Well, I mean, we probably won't hear anything until, like, PAX East. I'm assuming that's when we're going to get our next kind of info dump of Halo 4. Ooh.
Just to give you a taste of the forums, listeners, I mean, right now, recently we've been talking, of course, politics. I mean, go there for that. But also, Assassin's Creed 3, a little bit of discussion about that. Bioshock Infinite, which now has a release date.
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect, yeah. No, I actually remember, yeah, a little bit. There was a Mass Effect demo thread, yeah, actually.
Yeah.
And there will be many other threads in the future about all the wonderful games coming out this year.
Yay.
Wonderful.
Yay. It's another year of sequels.
The wonderful games.
And next year's going to be another year of sequels, and then the next year's going to be another year of sequels.
Hey, I'm hoping we're going to get a Fallout 4 announcement this year.
You think Fallout New Vegas isn't really considered a 4?
No, they've said it's not. It's not a direct sequel.
Okay.
Fine game, I might add. I recently beat it on the NCR ending. Fine game, but no, not a direct sequel.
I'm still working on Fallout 3.
Boy. How many endings does that game have?
Fallout 3?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess two if you... Or three.
So it's either Enclave or Brotherhood of Steel, basically.
Well, you have the one where you play through the regular game without any of the DLC. And then...
No, I mean, I'm talking regular game here.
For Fallout 3, there's just one.
Oh, because Fallout New Vegas is like basically four different endings based on the four different factions. Oh. It's either the New California Republic, or Caesar's Legion, or Mr. House, or Yes Man / Independence. Well,
Fallout 3 is basically one with consideration into like which quest you completed. So like depending on which ones you completed, it'll add certain video segments to the ending part, but you always end at the same part where you're... at the purification water.
For the water, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. End tangent.
Basically, in New Vegas, you're just deciding which faction is going to rule all over the Mojave Wasteland.
End tangent.
Is this still the podcast?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Well, yeah, we have many a tangents on this show.
Garf.
But, yeah. So, any questions or comments you guys have, feel free to send us those and we'll address them in a show here shortly. We'll have another show this week. I think we're doing an MLG show on Wednesday, and then we'll have another kind of regularly scheduled show either Thursday or Friday recording wise.
Armorlock, ignore me. Ooh, sorry. Who said that?
That was you, Keith. That was your alter ego.
I'm in your orifice.
Right. And on that note, we will see you guys later. Adios.
Bye.